The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my co-host, Maddie. Hi, Maddie.
Whoa, what's with the air quotes and the cat's tail?
You deserve it. You deserve my cat's butt in your face.
Well, to be fair, his asshole's in your face. Sharing.
No, it's not. It's the opposite. The camera is not my face. Oh. Wow. Well.
Well, all right.
So we have a very special guest who is not on the screen right now if you're watching, but let me introduce him first because he deserves an amazing introduction to the show. He is probably the most loved and adored of all of the podcast hosts. On top of that, he is hilarious. He's super talented and of course, very sexy. And it is.
Wait. Mention my Patreon and mention my Twitter and we'll go back and start over. Don't forget to mention that. Mention my accomplishments.
Okay, I'm sorry. He is also killing it on Patreon and a huge following on Twitter. He kills it at everything he does. It is Chip Chipperson.
Okay, that's good. Maddie, how come your computer audio is not that good? What's going on? It's bugging me. God damn it, Maddie.
I'm feeling older and older by the day. I used to know how to do these things, and now not so much.
Oh, it's a noticeable difference. It's a noticeable difference, Maddie.
Here's the
Thank you for pointing that out, Chip.
My fiance's on to me. Because she, the super sleuth she is, she figured out that the computer is dragging because of all the porn that I've watched on it.
Oh, okay. That happens. That happens. Yep. Yeah, no fault of yours. Every good man's fault, Maddie. Hang in there. It's all right.
So welcome to the show, Chip. Your first time here. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
M'lady, thanks for having me.
Of course. So how we've been starting the show lately is I have a question of the week that based on something that I watched on television, because I don't have a life, I just watch TV and work.
Okay.
So I think of a question that I want to hear other people's opinions on.
Yeah.
So last night I was watching, I watch like different like old shows at night as I try to go to sleep. Last night I was watching Cheers. And it's a period of time where Sam is trying to get with Rebecca and kind of gives
Which one was Rebecca?
Kirstie Alley.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd rather fuck her than the other one. Me Who's too. The little short one with the curly hair? She has hair like Mark Norman. Oh, would I not like to stick my pecker in her? Fucking
<That's> Diane.
Yeah. No, the little one, the little brunette, the mean one.
Oh, Carla.
Yeah, she looks like Mark Norman. I would hate to stick my pecker in her.
So yeah, he was giving up. So he was giving up on having sex with Rebecca, and then Frasier tells him, "Don't give up yet, because every human being basically has one thing that they are they have like an erotic hair trigger that if they're that's stimulated by one of the five senses. So there's a smell or a sound or a sight, like a guy if they see a lady with like red nails or a certain perfume that you smell, like one thing that immediately gets you to want to have sex with somebody. And I want to know what that is for you guys. What's yours, Chip?
For me, it's the light scent of liverwurst after a queef. I would have to say that's my favorite. That's my fucking buzz. When I hear like a little and I get that liverwurst smell wafting up, believe me, it gets daddy going.
So the liverwurst smell is coming from that area, the downstairs area?
I think so, yeah. Let's try to keep it PG-13, okay. If you don't mind. Thank you very kindly. God damn it, Maddie. How come your audio's not up to snuff?
Wow. All right, I just got really distracted. Sorry. Liverwurst, you're talking farts or quips?
Oh, queef. Yeah. I don't like farts. What am I, gross?
Oh, okay. All right, so you didn't steal mine then. Good.
Okay.
Get to me now.
Oh, yeah. Here's to it.
Oh, now.
Okay, so Chip, so if a lady wanted to get with you and maybe you weren't paying enough attention to her, if she fabricated that scent, that would get you.
Yeah, it would probably right through my olfactory senses. It would get me going. Yeah, believe me, that's the way. Or certain dirty words I like to hear. Like I have a trigger for certain words.
Like what?
Pekka. If a girl says Pekka, or yes, I like to hear yes. Or go on now, stick it in, boy. If a girl says that, it makes me very happy. Just triggers me.
All right. Well, ladies, if you're listening, now you can know how to get the chipper.
That's right.
I'm just the opposite. I'm not aroused unless she's weeping.
I understand that too. Believe me, many times I've disappointed a woman. As soon as my shirt comes off, it's like, oh, God damn it. This is not what I was hoping for. You wore an extra large shirt and you have side fat and titties.
what's your trigger, Maddie?
I just said it.
In real life.
Pain.
Do you want her to beat you up? That's what gets you going if a girl punches you in the
face. Stomps on my nuts in the bedroom. Yeah.
You ever get a spanking, Maddie? I had a girl spank me one time. Would you like to give a spanking if she's bad?
Nah, neither or, right? We're not a spanking twosome. We're a finger in the butt twosome. We've done that.
Hold on a second. Much obliged. Love a finger. Which finger do you like in the butt? I like it when they take both pinkies and just kind of spread that mug. I like that. Two pinkies with the nail digging into the skin.
And then nibble on the rim.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
So you said pain, Maddie, but not spanking.
No. Just like lack of enjoyment. It's like, yeah, I'll punish all of them through this one.
Yeah. Finger in the butt. Yeah,
the occasional good. thumb
is nice too. I always make Fonzie noises when a girl does that. Whenever a girl puts a finger, I always go, hey, and they go, you're killing my vibe, Chipper.
Mine is, it's nothing crazy. It is the scent of one particular cologne, and I discovered this when I was working at a bar, and a guy came in and he wasn't even hot, but I was like, where is that coming from? And when the guy came up to the bar and I knew it was him, I was like, there is nothing about this guy I'm attracted to, but I could totally sleep with him because of this smell.
I know
it is. Smelled it for you.
What is it?
Brute by Fabergé. Your cooter gets all wet and you think of Joe Namath. That's an old man commercial reference.
My money was on Drakkar Noir.
Drakkar Noir was great. She pull up in your fucking high rock. Get in the car, bitch. And she hops in like, oh, I love it. At the Bensonhurst.
Yes. Well, when I was growing up in Bensonhurst in junior high school, I remember Drakkar being the thing.
Yep.
But now it's one. It's expensive. I don't want to say what it is. It makes it too easy for any guy trying to get in there to just
buy his
phone.
You think it's going to work like fucking love potion number 9?
I'm trying here, Shannon.
I know, Brian. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to reveal it, but it's expensive anyway. Who is going to spend like $300 on a bottle of cologne just to, like, think that I'm you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck yeah. I got fucking cake.
Got it.
I got plenty of cake to spend. Excuse me.
Okay. Totally acceptable. Okay. Now we're going to get into, I don't know how familiar you are with the show, Chip, but I ask guests on the show three different questions. So I'm going to ask you to tell three different stories.
Sure.
The first one is
be ready to be entertained.
I can't wait. I'm very excited. You're going to change my mood. I was in such a bad mood. And as soon as I saw you, it cheered me up immediately. And I can't wait to hear your story.
Why are you in a bad mood, babe? What's the problem? Let daddy
help. Don't pull up that thread, Chip.
Too many people that aren't doing what they're supposed to do, and it affects my day and what I'm doing, and that's what really pisses me off.
What religion? I know what you're saying. My mother always said, Chipper, avoid those people because they're going to make your life heck.
Multiple ones, actually. Multiple religions.
All right. Go ahead, babe.
Okay. So the first story I'll ask you to tell is about your worst date or weirdest sexual experience, meaning something went wrong. So we'll start there. Let's just start with that one. Your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience?
Worst date experience.
Okay.
I was out like one time. I was having supper. I was in LA. And I don't want to say who I was with, but we were trying to enjoy a private evening. So we're just laughing and canoodling like they say on Page Six. And all of a sudden my soup comes. but my soup is not what I wanted. I asked for a bouillabaisse. They brought me a gazpacho, and I got a little upset. And I had eaten some rum raisin ice cream, so my mind was a little loopy, and I picked up the soup, and I fucking threw it at the waiter, and it hit him in the side of the head, and the glass cut him on the neck, and it was spitting blood. Wow. And the girl I was with was very embarrassed, and they're like, Scarlett, what are you doing with this guy? And I'm like, babe, I'm sorry. So I chased her out to the parking lot, and then she didn't want to see me for a while. I don't want to say her name. It was the first date. We matched on Raya.
You did. You said her name.
Not her last name, though.
Oh, okay. Okay. So leave it up to our imagination.
She's a famous person, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying to be discreet, Maddie. I don't want to say a name. I'll tell you off camera.
All right. So Scarlett. Scarlett, and she's famous. Who could that be?
Scarlett Johansson. That's who I
would
talking about.
I would never say that. Nope, not her. We only had it was a nice supper, and I did get carried away, and I broke the soup all over the waiter's head and cut his throat by accident.
So you didn't speak to her for a while, but did she ever come around?
Oh, yeah, she texted me that night. I'm sorry, I got carried away. I left you so cold. You know, she thought it was great, you know.
Okay, did the waiter survive?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. You know, I sent him $20. I'm like, look, you know, and he goes, I did bring the wrong soup, Chipperson. You know, he understood. We laughed about it later, you know.
Okay, so not so bad overall. You still got the girl.
Well, you know, not in the moment. That was just a bad date experience. You know, I was in a restaurant that caught fire. That was kind of bad. And, you know, we were kind of sitting in the back in the VIP and a fire started. And she got very mad at me. She's like, why did you just say I'll be right back and leave instead of telling me there was a fire? I'm like, look, babe, I panicked. So I should, if you're with a girl and there's a fire in the place, tell her there's a fire. Don't just go, I'll be right back and leave because they're going to hate your guts after.
It's a good lesson for the listeners.
Yeah.
It's a lesson learned.
You're welcome.
Do you have a weird sexual story?
I mean, let's start with a subject and I'll tell you yes or no. I mean, in what area? I mean, a lot of girls have told me, like, Chipperson, I just can't get into it anymore because, I mean, I don't want to brag, but they always tell me it's too girthy. It's too girthy and it hurts. God damn it, Maddie. Where'd you go?
I know. He's really,
God
really
damn it, Maddie. God damn it. Where is he?
All right, so close.
All right. All right. Hope he's not tugging his peck at this story. And I was with a girl one time and she just told me, like, Chipper, that really hurts because it's too girthy. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that it was my fist. You know, I don't want to blow myself up. But I have to say that was the weirdest one. And I don't know how she didn't notice the knuckle shape, but it was dark. I just took it. I was like, all right, babe, make sure you tell your friends.
Fair. Okay. Great stories.
Thanks, babe.
Okay, real quick, let's take a moment to talk about one of our longest running sponsors, which is Yo Kratom. This is for fans of the show that are over the age of 21 and already using Kratom. For anybody else, you can skip ahead because this isn't for you. Yo Kratom, as you probably already know, is the home of the $60 kilo. That's right, only $60 for a full kilo. And as a Kratom user, as you are, you know that that's unheard of at any of the local shops that you're purchasing Kratom from. Yo Kratom has the highest quality Kratom because they sell it to you at wholesale prices. And they have a wide variety of strains and they come in powders, tinctures, capsules, any way that you like to take Kratom, they have it for you there. Not only that, but they also have a proprietary blend called Trainwreck, which is a combination of, it's either 11 or 21. I can never remember this, something ending in a one, a mixture of several different strains into one blend. And that is Trainwreck. And that's my personal favorite, but whatever you like, whether it be Mengda or one of the veins, I usually have Mengda also, but anything that you like, they will have it there. So go to yokratom.com, browse around, see what you like, and get yourself a $60 kilo. Also, just a little side note, I was ordering from them a lot during the pandemic and they delivered so quickly to the house. So you don't have to worry about anything. There's no inconvenience here. You have every reason in the world to not be going to a gas station or a smoke shop to get your questionable Kratom. One more time, go to yokratom.com, home of a $60 kilo. Let's get back into it. We're going to move on to bad things.
Bad things with you.
Mm-hmm. And this is the part of the show where we talk about fight stories, a physical altercation that you've been a part of.
Yeah. Yep.
If you've been in many fights, It's then the most memorable one.
I mean, fucking, it was when I was in high school. Okay. I was in fucking high school and I was in a karate crew. And we would practice a lot of karate. We would do a lot of fighting. And we were at war with this other group of students. And there was a fucking, the whole school got into it one time. And we were karate fighting. And we were pushing teachers off. And I got all mad and I fucking kicked some kid off the balcony. And he broke his back. And I had to go into hiding.
Sounds a lot like Cobra.
No, that's exactly, yeah. I didn't hear you, babe. I'm sorry.
Like the TV, the show Cobra Kai. Have you seen that?
Trust me, people have told me that they're starting to take my shit and put it into their stories, which I don't really go for at all. I never seen it. No, never heard of it.
Okay. I mean, you should see it and see if you're accurately represented.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, it was a crazy karate fight. And, you know, I knocked the kid off the balcony and I probably shouldn't have done that, but I was fucking angry. Maddie, you all fixed? I'm all worried about you.
I don't know. I don't even know if you guys, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you sound good.
Oh, thank God.
Audio's not up to snuff, but it's okay.
It's all fucked up. I got this one blinking though. That's a good sign. I'm close.
What is that? What is that? Like a little
wand? It's a microphone.
Oh, microphone. All right. Yeah. That's chill. I got one too. Talk right into that.
What's okay. So you got through that. You went in hiding for a little while.
Went into hiding for a little while. Yeah. I had to go to juvie. But I wound up like getting into a fight with a bully and then we understood each other. And then believe me, some stuff happened when I got out.
Okay.
I changed allegiances.
Oh, I see. With like the sensei of like the bad school, I'm assuming.
That's exact. Wait a minute.
Did I do it?
Well, we got two Maddies. Yeah. That's this is fucking great.
Can you hear me?
Matitou screens.
I'm so upset at this.
Fucking Matitou screens.
You're ruining Brian's life as well as mine.
Is that enough?
No, I got two screens on you. I love it. Double Maddies, suck-cucker. Double Maddies.
There we go.
Jesus Christ.
Are we there?
Yeah, there you are.
Yes. I'm a fucking genius.
How come your chair's upside down in the back? Oh, God damn it. What is that? Looks like an upside down bar stool. I don't
like
it.
What do I do when I invite my friends over, Chip?
That's true. You and three friends, you all bump backs. I understand. Trust me, I've been there, Maddie.
Okay, so that was a fight when you were in high school. What's the most recent fight that you've been in?
Fucking couple days ago.
What happened?
I was fucking walking into a convenience store and I was gonna buy something that was a little fucked up. And these fucking like teenagers, these like 19-year-old kids are outside and they're fucking being loud and giving me shit and they're laughing at me. And it reminded me of some stuff that happened in high school. So I had a karate fight in the parking lot of the convenience store and I beat them all down.
How many were there?
Wait, what's that?
How many were there?
Three.
Okay.
And I had a bar fight too with two guys. It was fucking terrible.
Same night?
No, it was a different night, dude. Okay. They're giving me all this shit and I fucking waited for him and I fucking punched right in his fucking car. But I was a little tipsy and the two of them got out and beat the dog shit out of me.
Now, was the window open or you busted right through the window?
The window was open. It's funny you asked that. Sensei one time punched through a fucking car window. Fucking guy got right out of the way and he punched through the window. He hit me with a trophy. It's a fucking terrifying day.
All right. That sounds pretty scary.
Yeah. Did you used to drive a red Mustang or Camaro at that time? Ford Charger?
Yep. I had a Ferrari. Yeah. I had a Stang.
Italian.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Norton drove a Mustang when he was fucking 19. Stupid asshole didn't know what rear wheel drive was. He got stuck on the ice all the time. Help, help.
Okay. We're going to move on to the final segment, which is my favorite segment, which is scary.
What's your favorite segment, babe? Go ahead.
It's scary things. And this is the part of the show where we talk about weird, creepy, possibly paranormal experiences. So something unexplainable and weird that happened to you. Do you have a story?
I've communicated.
Really?
With the astral planes and with demons. Yes, I have.
How? How did you do that?
Because I'm evil and they can sense that I'm someone they can talk to.
I don't even know what astral planes are.
It's like in the beyond.
Oh.
The different realm.
Okay. All right. I'm on board now. I get it.
I've communicated with those down below.
So
and I've
when
spread evil.
When was the first time that one of them communicated with you?
Fucking when I was a boy, I was very, very young and I was sleeping. And they came in. And I knew they were demons because he smelled of cigarettes and alcohol. And I said, nice people don't drink and smoke. And he told me, should be quiet. Told me to keep my mouth quiet. And I knew that I was speaking to a hell man.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what did he tell you?
Dad, this is just a dream. No one is going to believe you. And I was like, oh, to wait till I fucking tell everybody, but I didn't.
Did he touch you?
No. Okay. No, he just held me down. He held me down. And all of a sudden, another demon came over and put his tail in my bottom.
Wow. Was there ever like a, you ever have an alien encounter?
Yep.
Okay.
Very similar.
Very similar. Very, very similar story, I would imagine.
And very similar voice and very similar breath. Okay. I didn't know aliens smoked Pall Malls.
We're from space, yeah. Chipper.
Yeah, that's what they sounded like. Yeah. I don't like it. It brings back memories, Maddie. God damn it. Yeah, I didn't care for that.
Who knew the aliens ate sardines on the fly?
God damn it. How did you know that? They did.
I'm up to, yeah. I was there with them.
The alien put his fingers over my face. I'm like, I smell familiar. Then I realized it was sardine, Earl.
So the UFOs, the aliens that you encountered and the demons both smelled similar and had a similar voice.
Yep. Yes, they did. And I heard the camera clicking. So I knew they were taking pictures, probably to show their friends in space.
Oh, did the demon also take pictures?
No, the demon didn't take pictures at all. But when the aliens were there, I noticed I would occasionally wake up in a hotel and I would hear a couple of different aliens. And I remember saw a lighting rig one time and heard a camera going off. And then I fell back to sleep. I'm like, I must be on the UFO, although it looks like a Comfort Inn.
I would imagine they use a Polaroid for something like that.
That's a very, very astute observation because this is many years ago.
And you hear,
I would go, ow! It was almost timed. I would feel a stabbing pain and then hear the click of the old Polaroid.
Oh, shit. Now, were they at least polite enough as they were fanning it off to do so over your bottom?
You know, I did feel a light breeze over my bottom, but I didn't know if that was the fanning of the Polaroid because I heard little kissy sounds too.
If only your asshole could smell.
Yeah. Hey, hey, keep it quiet in there. I didn't like it. Sounded a demon's voice. Made me uncomfortable. What are you drinking though? I'm having myself a fucking vodka.
It is monkey shoulder whiskey.
Oh, that's chill.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
What do you think the UFOs or the aliens wanted from you?
His soul.
They wanted my
His
soul.
Innocence.
Because they know I'm powerful and they know that I'm a man of great import. And I think that they wanted to be aligned with me. They wanted allegiance with Chipperson.
That's fair.
That's why they went up in there. They were trying to make sure that none of that evil fell out.
They were searching me. That's right. That's what they told me. We're just checking everything out. They never said they were aliens, but I knew.
Okay.
And I would sometimes look up to the stars and I would see something going through and I would feel like they are communicating with me.
Did you ever have a good experience with something paranormal?
Well, one time I woke up and I heard creaking sounds and I'm like, hello? And I thought I heard something, but I heard a creaking sound. I went, hello? And then I knew that the demon was good.
because he didn't respond.
Yeah, he ignored you. That's a rude demon.
No, I assumed that he left. I felt that the demon got what he came for and he left.
Or maybe he was afraid of you. You think?
Maybe it was an angel.
Nah. Yeah, believe me, it would have been in my house, babe. You know, I hate to tell you, you know, angels and devils don't get along. Cut this part out if you don't need it.
So it's funny that you brought up
UFOs. Of course. Oh, sorry.
No, you've been very funny the whole time.
And see, that's what I was going to say. God damn it. That's why I should be on the show.
You should. Do you want to take Maddie's place, Chip?
No, because then Maddie will wind up doing my show and he'll please. And I don't need that.
No, nobody needs that. Okay, so it's funny that
the Uncle Paul voice brings back terrible memories, Maddie. God damn it.
Sorry.
It's okay. Makes my toes go like, my hiney just clenches.
All right, guys, we're going to take one more quick little break to tell you about another one of our amazing sponsors. For fans of the show who are over 21, I got something you're going to love, and that's HempireDirect.com. Why are you going to love this? Well, they can legally sell you Delta-8 THC in 42 states. And Hempire Direct is priced to keep you very high. Wait till you hear this. With promo code GASDABS, you're going to get $5 off any of their products, which means you can get the Delta-8 THC distillate syringes for dabbing for only $15, Delta-8 gummies, which are my favorite, for $15, or 1 gram of Delta-8 dab diamonds for $15. So once more, that's HempireDirect.com for high-quality, lab-test-verified Delta-8 THC with promo code GASDABS, and that's going to get you $5 off anything that you order. And on top of that, if you go to their site right now, you can enter for a chance to win a $999 dab rig, and that's at HempireDirect.com. Me personally, you guys know I'm scared of marijuana and the marijuana-like substances, but sometimes I do take a little bit of a gummy to try to help me sleep. And I did try, I take like one bite of one of the Delta-8 gummies, and it had exactly the same effect, or maybe a little bit stronger than a regular edible that I would take to help me sleep. So it's pretty much the same thing that you're getting here, if not stronger than whatever regular weed you're intaking. So last time, check out HempireDirect.com or click the link in the episode description and use the code GASDABS for $5 off your order. Okay, let's get back into it. So you brought up aliens, and we actually have, because the listeners of the show submit their own stories of paranormal experiences. And the one that I have for this week is an alien related story. Do you want to hear it?
Sure, babe. Go ahead. Believe me, I probably got it topped, but let's hear it.
You do.
Thanks.
Okay. This is from Adam. Hi, Shannon. I had this thing. The writing's not great. I had this thing happen. Has opened to me. I had this thing happen to me in the south of England a few years ago.
Oh.
The enclosed images are very close to the original happening. I'll show you them in a second. The original situation had the saucer over, literally just over rooftops. I'm just reading it as it's written.
Yeah, what was he writing it as he was running down the street? Why is he leaving fucking words out? Saucer, rooftops, quick, go.
As I was stood hanging on the other side of a car door watching for 5 minutes. The saucer had joints and equipment on the outside, like ladders or whatever. It was totally silent and stayed in one place in the suburbs. I can't believe I drove off after watching it for 5 minutes, but I genuinely thought it might be a fake of some kind. It was huge and only about 20 meters away. So I expected to see it later on the local news as a prank or something. Anyway, what I've noticed over the years is that most people who tell a genuine story try to describe the real angle first. For me, that means I was thinking it was some kind of hoax. Anyway, it wasn't. The one I saw didn't have the extra bit hanging off the bottom, but the recreation is incredibly accurate. You might need to read the article before you read it out loud because it doesn't flow great. I wrote it once and sent it.
He would know.
So, babe, let me get this right. This guy sees a giant flying saucer. And he gives it 5 minutes. He's like, gotta go to work. And he fucking leaves.
And then we don't hear about it until he fucking sends an email to our show.
Yeah, then all of a sudden now the story is popular because he sends the email. I don't know. I'm not convinced. What do you got visually to show me?
Here, this is one picture from the article. Hold on.
Did he mention any aliens entering him?
No.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Blackout the memories, babe. Maybe that's what he did.
It could be. I don't know. Oh, am I showing the wrong thing? There we go.
Oh.
So he says, this is what it looks like. I don't know if you want me to read the letter in that website or not.
Only if it's punctuation. I can't take two of those stories in a row.
Yeah, it was not good.
Let me, I'll start reading it and then let's see how it goes.
Yeah, go ahead, babe, read.
Okay, so a typical disc-shaped UFO like the one described in the sighting, image not related to the story.
Wait, oh, that's helpful. It's just a random picture that we drew of a UFO. Has nothing to do with this.
Why is it there? Why would you put it there?
Yeah, why would you put it there? That's not helpful.
And that's the picture that he was talking. Okay. He said, a very interesting eyewitness report of a UFO witnessed over Bristol, England, was received here at Anonymous FO via mail.
What's Anonymous FO?
I don't know.
Fuck. AFO? Is that what that stands for?
I don't know if they're trying to AFO. Be like cute with the anonymous and then FO flying object.
Oh, you kind of gets me. All right, go ahead. They've won chipper over.
I thought the story was interesting enough to share with you. I highly doubt any of you have any information on this story, especially at the time period, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
One evening, I left my home in Crow's Grove and drove along Westfield Way. I stopped on the junction at Bowsland Way and saw across the road a huge UFO, so huge, in fact, and at such close quarters, I've never seen any footage to compare it to. It was virtually sat over the rooftops of the houses on the other side of the road with hardly any airspace between, and it was about the size of two double-decker buses parked back-to-back.
Right.
I sat behind the wheel of my car in shock for a while. Then I had time to step out of the car to ensure it was real. It never moved away or made a sound. It was almost too stereotypical with lights around the middle that fluctuated and flashed. This is what you saw, Chip?
Yeah, but I also realized that with a cell phone, you could have taken a picture. I mean, I don't know why you just sit in the car and look at it. Fucking getting Tom an Instagram account.
Maybe he was bewildered.
Yeah, that's understandable. Believe me, I've been bewildered before, but not for 5 minutes looking at a spaceman. Take the picture.
Frozen?
Yeah. Damn it.
It was a flying saucer shape, but just huge. I stood there and watched it for what must have been 5 minutes. And then unbelievably, I got back into the car and drove off because nothing was happening.
Unbelievably is the is the appropriate term. Bull sugar.
I've kicked myself over and over doing this ever since and wished I stayed to see what happened. I really hope someone can investigate this because I can't find any sightings in the internet from the same evening, and yet it was a huge thing. It was not the usual spot in the sky. It was at least six houses in length, although 100% flying saucer. I drove away thinking it must be a huge elaborate hoax. So, like, did this person just summarize the story and send it in, or are they saying that it was so close to their story?
I was so confused. I'm like, I could have sworn she just told us this story the entire time. And I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to get hollered at again.
No, but that's what he said. That I guess what I took it was that he said, look at this. It's a similar story.
I feel like he's just covering his bases and he's full of shit. That's what I think.
We cut the language. We don't need to have the S word. Let's cut that part out. Pull of sugar. There you go, Maddie. That's better. I agree. Quick. Yeah.
It feels to me like he tried to summarize somebody else's story and make it his own.
Yeah. And then he was like, now you're going to maybe Google this and see a story that kind of looks like this story. But I didn't copy his story. It's my story. We just had a similar incidents.
Yeah, he said
it's a thing. Incidents, guys. He's like way over explained. He's like way trying to get on our side with this whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't take a pitch. Why would you leave after 5 minutes? Oh,
who gets bored?
It's a UFO.
Just another Tuesday.
Oh God, I'm so sick of these flying saucers and whatnot.
They're blocking all my sun.
Yeah, I'm trying to relax out here. My fucking reception's all fucked up. I couldn't think of nothing.
My kid's trying to fly a kite. Keeps getting caught in its space stuff.
Yeah, my son's kite. There you go. That's what happened. My boy's kite got caught in the bottom of the spaceship and whatnot.
I don't think anyone's flown a kite since like 1984.
Sure they have. I'm a big kite guy from way back. I love kites.
You flew kites?
Oh, yeah. On dates, it's charming.
Okay.
Yeah, run down the street with a kite just screaming.
What kind of kite was it? Was it one of like the diamond ones or like one of the ones that you see, like it's all boxy? They have the ones that are like, they got all kinds of kites, actually. It should be pretty easy to figure out what you have.
Not one of those kites I had.
one of them.
Asking too many questions.
Oh, sorry. That's me. You know, you're right. I'm asking too many questions.
Yeah.
I just,
you know, Ben Franklin was using a kite when he discovered electricity.
I was thinking of Ben Franklin. I was going to ask you if you ever like tried that as an experiment yourself.
Never with the kite, but I was yelled at for wearing socks like that.
Did you wear knickers?
Yes, I did. Okay. I wore it to school because I thought the girls would like it. I was reading about Ben Franklin. I'll bet you he got a lot of coda, and I got socks and knickers like that.
That's like a word I'm always afraid to say in public.
Are you afraid it's going to be misinterpreted?
Oh, I mean, especially if anyone knows me.
Plus, I point down to my trousers just so there's no misconceptions. And plus, with the socks, they know what I'm saying. I sit down, I put my feet up, shiny buckled shoes. They understand. Mm-hmm. Believe me.
How'd that work out?
I got thrown down the steps. I got thrown down the steps and my socks were torn off, stolen.
Oh, no.
Somebody stole them?
Yeah.
Who they stole took them? One.
I don't know. I don't want to say any names, but there was a couple of larger boys and they tied my hand behind my back with one sock. They stole the other one, actually put it in my mouth. So stolen is a bad term. They used it to keep me from screaming and they pushed me down the stairs. And I fucking, you know, I laugh about it now, you know, a long time ago.
is that what led you to join the karate group?
Yep. That's
that would
right.
certainly drive me towards the martial arts.
That's right. It drove me to go into some self-protection. Mm. That's right, babe. You're very correct.
It's all coming full circle.
Yeah. Ew.
Sorry. I have one more question. I asked this on the show a couple of weeks ago.
And what'd then you
I
ask?
Okay. So I am curious how you, Chip, feel when you are in a committed relationship with a lady.
I feel fucking boxed in, babe. Believe me, I fucking hate it. You know, I'm like, I hope I didn't catch nothing because I'm sticking it right in the hiney. I'm kidding. Yeah, I'd cut that out, please. I didn't mean it. I'm just trying to be outrageous.
Okay. No, we're not. We're going to leave it in. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry, babe.
It's really
that's
fine.
What she said.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, turn, babe. Let's get salty.
Think I don't know.
I don't have anything else. I'm sorry.
All right. But I don't want it to interfere with me and you going out and getting maybe a cappuccino.
No, absolutely not. This none of this counts. Don't worry.
Okay. I would never be unfaithful. Excuse me.
So if you were in a committed... Are you okay, Chip?
Yeah, a little clam. Sorry, babe. I'm trying to woo you. I'm trying to woo you.
That was really hot. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. All right. Take some water down. No, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's a nice, okay. Moist cooter licking, right?
Yeah, that's what happens. Believe me, girls hate that. Trust me, Maddie. When you're down there and you're fucking, I like to prairie dog my tongue, like little prairie dog.
You right, Shannon? After 3 years, I feel like just a sneeze would work.
It's
imagine how someone sneezed in your cooter.
I fucking sneeze in your cunt.
Hold on. Put an E at the end of it if we're transcribing so somebody can't Google it and see that I was on a show that said the C word. My mother hates that talk. Oh, Chip, I cut it out. You're being fresh.
Oh, shit.
God. I need to pick out my question now.
I apologize.
How could you remember it when all of us have the image of somebody eating a box and sneezing into it?
God knows it happens. Maddie, yeah. I've coughed into it before. I never meant to it. I opened up the lips and I'm like, babe, you're really...
You choke a little bit and you're like, oh no, I'm just gonna think it's her. And then you don't say anything to correct it. You're like, nah, let her think it's her because it's bad enough.
I know you gotta look up and go, relax, babe, it ain't you, it's COVID, you know. You can get down there. I apologize, Shannon. What were you saying?
Well, now I'm
love
thinking about
top.
This. Thank you.
Your box we need. Sorry.
Now I'm no. And by the way, next month it will be 3 years. Next one will be 3 years since
That's
I've
great.
Had sex.
What's the Thank date?
You. It's I don't know exactly. I know it's like early March.
March 3rd. We could do my birthday and your fucking, you know, your twat barricading on the same day every year if you want.
It probably is close to that because that's also my ex's birthday and he's the one that's the last one I had sex with. So
do you not like sex? Is that what it is, babe? Maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be and you think you're supposed to enjoy it, but you're not enjoying it. Is that what happens?
No, like I did enjoy it while it was happening. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to get it from.
Look around.
Yeah, I know. You're walking through the grocery store going, where's the lettuce?
I have so many things now. I have so many different tangents happening in my head.
Yeah,
but I am on Tinder, but I don't really like do anything on there. But I went to look this morning and they gave a new like warning thing or like a information page popped up that they want so much more of your information. And you have to like check off each of the things where it's like, we're taking everything. And I'm like, I'm not giving you more than what I'm sure you're already taking.
What do they want? What info do they want? It's probably in case somebody is attacked. They know the guy who did it.
It's a good question, Chip. That's what I was going
to
ask.
I would like for that to be the case, but it's not. It's personal. it's information about me.
Yeah, isn't it gonna tell you? I love leaving my hands like this. I call this the mantis. Just fucking chill for hours. Gives your hands a break. Your wrist can relax.
Also very masculine.
It is, babe, right? Because I'm ready to fucking douche, ready to fucking go.
Ready to
karate chop, ready to punch, ready to fucking wave. How's it going? Ready to backslap.
Always ready.
I didn't mean to interfere, babe. You get such a pretty smile. It just makes daddy happy. What were you saying? What was your question? I apologize.
The question is, when in a committed relationship, is it okay? I feel like I'm asking the wrong person this question. But is it okay to get a rub and tug behind your girlfriend's back?
Yeah.
Sure, as long as you don't say you love the girl. But I think it's okay to get a rub and tug when your girlfriend's having a tumor removed. I think that's okay. She's in the hospital. You're like, I'll be back in a minute, babe. You know, you go out there and hope she's okay when you come back.
But here's the thing, too. Even if you told one of them you loved them, they probably wouldn't understand you.
Yeah, they wouldn't care anyway. They would just go, yeah, I love you. Right. I like the Russian ones.
They just don't want to go back into the shipping container.
Yeah. Especially if they've seen season 2 of The Wire, they know that shipping container can be a real problemo.
Would you also be okay with your girlfriend getting manually stimulated at a massage place?
Or womanly stimulated. We should be.
That's right.
Inclusive.
Are you saying, would I want some massage therapist putting his fingers in my girl's cooter?
Yes.
No. That's so vulgar.
So double standard.
No.
You can get jerked off. The girl can't get fingered.
Exactly. Correct. That's one standard.
That's also old school thinking. Sorry.
That's one standard.
It's not, because sure, what's good for her, what's good for you should be good for her. That's one standard.
Right. That is good for both of us. I get jerked off and she doesn't.
It is still one standard. I really don't understand why double standard is a term.
No, because the standard is it is okay to get manually stimulated, or it is not okay.
Double
and if
standards.
It's good for one but not for the other, that's two standards.
No, it's only one standard. Okay. Double standard would be like, I can get jerked off and then you can get jerked. That's two standards.
Yes,
two of them. I can get jerked off. What? End of conversation. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to cheat.
So that's not cheating.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Is that because you're paying for it?
I don't have to pay for it, babe. Believe me, they fucking sometimes they'll throw me a tip, you know. I'm just being cute. Yeah, maybe that's it, but it's anonymous. You're just getting your pecker tugged. That's okay.
I likened it to jerking off for lazy people. And I feel like that is a perfect assessment of it.
It's not. It takes much more work to get dressed, leave the house, and go to a massage place and just jerk yourself off in bed in the morning.
It takes almost zero effort to roll out of bed, throw on sweatpants, and head down to your local spa.
It's more effort than just reaching down and jerking yourself off.
But they're super lazy. See, I'm a weird kind of lazy. Like, I'll bring, if I have like 10 bags of groceries, I'll bring in all 10 bags at once because I don't want to make two trips to the car. I'd rather just go up heavy in one load.
Lazy man's load, they call that.
Yes, exactly. See, Chip knows. Yep. So if I want to be late, if I don't feel like doing this today, you know what I mean? I'll just drive. Like, driving's easier than doing this. This is like kind of, this is almost exercise if you think about it.
It's not even that much different. It's either this or this.
Especially with pricks like ours, you know? Yeah, it's heavy lifting, Chip.
Oh, okay. Believe me, you kid. But I'm telling you, I'm so big down there that it's fucking, you know.
How many inches?
Yeah.
And so girthy, as you said before. It's the girth.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that old joke? It's 11 inches around.
Yeah, and only 3 inches long. Nice fat little chode.
It's just a big fucking pizza of a cock.
My pecker looks like a safe fell on it. That's perfect. No, I don't
like
go to
Domino's deep dish.
I don't go to a massage parlor, though. No. But rub and tug, I thought you meant like, I one time was in a burn unit because I had burned crotch and legs. They were trying to do some like massages with a salt bath. I'm like, yeah, oh, now they fucking grabbed it. They couldn't believe the size.
How'd you set your crotch and legs on fire?
It wasn't me. It was an accident. Okay. I was on a motorcycle and I was fucking doing wheelies and I crashed into a tree and I got stuck and my genitals caught fire for a short period of time.
Got stuck in the tree.
Yeah, we did. The fucking front wheel got stuck and I was just sitting there like and my fucking genitals were burning and someone's like, get off the bike. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I thought I had a seatbelt on, but then I remembered it was a motorcycle.
Wow, that is a tragic accident.
Yeah, it really was. I had to have my scrotum reconstructed, burn that little mug right off. But they were able to take my thigh skin and stretch it.
Okay.
But you did straight pull over off a sick yep. wheelie beforehand, though.
Fuck that's yeah, I did, babe. You know, it's funny. You joke, but yeah, it was worth impressive. It.
You yep, impress the chicks it. Around you, yep. right? They yep. love that shit.
They love it when you do wheelies.
So, Chip, correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
But you're saying that the rub and tugs that you've received have been involuntary. That people
oh, no,
have
we both know what we're doing. It's in a hospital, though. You know, I mean, the fucking nurses come in, they see ugly peckers all day long, and then all of a sudden they see a giant one.
And who are you to deprive her?
That's what I said.
I get yep. it.
Her, right, it was a her.
Yeah, or them, yeah. whichever. Them.
Do you say
yeah,
sexy things like it's time to administer your IV?
No, but I like that. Right. I like that. I've said some hospital stuff before, like fucking, oh, babe, I'm going to get saline on your knuckles. You know, I say stuff like that. Little hospital terminology, you know, keeps them going.
I'm
going
to sterilize you.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Well, guys.
No, Shannon's do nothing for you. Come on. You're full of shit.
No. Well, I knew this was a mistake, but my ex-boyfriend, one of my exes and I are like friends. And like when it's shitty outside, he'll drive me to work in the morning. So he was taking me to work this morning. And I was like, look, like it's been a billion years since we've been in a relationship. And I would like to ask this question to somebody who's not in the comedy world, because I'm sure it's going to be a different type of response.
Right. Sure.
So I asked him this question, but he's also still in the mindset of we dated for so long and he cheated on me. So he's really walking, like tiptoeing his way through this question. Yep. I know he's not going to tell me the truth. And so he claims to have never gone to a rub and tug ever.
How old is he?
I am 30. He's got to be 49.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So two shoes.
Did he not know how to find one? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I don't know what I don't think I believe him.
Is this always the same guy we're talking about?
Probably. Okay. It's not Frank.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Oh, Frank was better.
No, Frank definitely. No, he's definitely. Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. He's definitely done it. Yeah. I should ask him the question and see. Well, I'm not talking to him right now. So you can ask.
You want to see if he lies or not? Is that what you want to fucking find out?
My ex-boyfriend, Robert Kraft, you know, said he never went to one.
No, I want to know if he's gone to a rub and tug. But anyway, so I asked him and he said no. And then, but he had a smile on his face the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, you're definitely lying.
The telltale fib when you want them to know you tell them the truth.
Exactly.
I've done that. Like a girl one time said to me, did you have sex with my friend? I was like, no. Give it a smile. She knew.
That's exactly what he did.
Yep.
What were we going to say, Maddie?
Nothing. No, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you said, I was saying you should reach out to him because last week you were trying to push Maddie for us.
All
to
right,
have
so here's
a
what
trial.
Happened. I'll give you an update on that.
Let, wait,
so
let me just tell
like,
Chip, so Chip knows what we're talking about.
Believe me, I'll straighten it right out. If you need assistance or advice, that's what I'm here for. Daddy okay. will help.
Thank God.
Yeah. So it's my ex-boyfriend has been on the show before. We've been broken
Lewis?
Up. Like, no. No, it's not Lewis.
Is it Big J. Ockerson?
Nope. No, okay. It's nobody that you would know.
Oh,
I don't think so. And so we've been broken up for like 9 years and he Ooh. Came on the show because like we've kind of seen each other on and off throughout the years. He came on the show and he continues to make plans with me and then stands me up and then blames me for why it didn't happen. So that happened again recently. And then
What was the plans? Let's get to the bottom.
Okay. So the most recent one, after he's done this to me 1,000 times, we were talking, his mother just got a tattoo. So him and I were talking about, we go to the same tattoo shop. And I was like, you know what? I want to get my nose re-pierced because I had surgery and they took out my nose ring and then it closed up. So I want to get my nose re-pierced. And he was like, oh, I wanted to get this done. I was like, let's go together. I was like, let's go on Saturday. Pick me up at my house at 6 o'clock. And now there's nothing left to question. Like everything is done. So now you can't blame me for anything. I literally said this to him. You can't blame me. 6 o'clock Saturday. You pick me up. We go to the tattoo shop. Okay.
Oh, fun night.
When Saturday comes at 6:40, he texted me and said, wasn't today the day we were supposed to go to the tattoo shop at 6:40. He was supposed to pick me up at six.
Yeah. He's breadcrumbing you, babe.
Yeah.
He's breadcrumbing you.
Okay. No. I like that term. That's a good term.
But there's no reason. Like, we're not in each other's lives. We're not having sex. Like, there's nothing.
You are in each other's lives, though. Like, not big really. Time. Yes, you are. Here's the thing, right? I've heard about this guy way more than I've ever wanted to. You know what I mean? That's how I know how involved he is in your life.
He's not, though. We speak like once every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. He's in your life. Like, yeah, I talk to my fucking dude. I talk to my parents, my father, once every 3 or 4 months.
That's your problem, though.
I'm just saying, like,
that someone in my life.
There are people
I speak to every day that I don't consider like a part of my life.
What do you think, Chip? Do you think someone, they speak to them every 3 or 4 months consistently for how many years?
It's not all of those years that we've been amicable enough to do that. Okay. But I would say with the past maybe 2 or 3 years.
How long have you known him for?
Yeah.
We were friends before we dated. So maybe like 13 or 14 years.
Okay. So 13 or 14 years. And they still speak to this date every 3 or 4 months.
You're in each other's lives peripherally.
Okay.
That's fair. And he knows that no matter what he does, if you're all, he can make plans with you. He'll find something better to do. And then he goes and does it. And he pretends, oh, I didn't know what happened. And it's called breadcrumbing, and he's doing that because you're not just writing them off. Sometimes you just got to go, you're full of tomatoes, bucko, and you can cut that if it's a little too harsh.
I'll give you $50 if the next time he texts you, you send that exact text back to him. I'll give you $50, easy.
You're full of tomatoes, bucko.
Yeah, and then just leave it at that and never speak to him again. You can't speak to him for at least a week. I'll give you $50.
That's fine.
All right, you're on.
But to what end is that?
Bad luck.
He's not black.
Oh, thank God.
Little white feet. Okay. Like, what do you got next to you? That ladder? I couldn't think of something. Go ahead.
To what end is that? What is the payoff for him? Me just saying yes to the hanging out?
It's one of those things where, look, people don't necessarily think it through. Like, a lot of times you walk by and you see you got like a piece of carrot cake in your fridge and you'd be like, I'm going to eat some carrot cake. But then you're like, nah, I probably shouldn't because I'm going to feel bad after. So you don't eat the carrot cake and you close the fridge. You order carrot cake in the fridge, babe. And he keeps opening the door going, well, as long as it's still there. And then he closes it. But if you open the fridge and there's no carrot cake, you're like, what the fuck? Some other guy's sticking his pecker in my carrot cake, you know, to tie it back into a relationship.
But here's the thing,
that
too.
You're there.
Why do you think he's going to feel bad after eating it?
Not that he's going to feel bad, but I'm using a carrot cake example. I mean,
what's the problem with the carrot cake? He's not going to leave that carrot cake in the fridge for 3 years. You know what I mean? He's going to eat the carrot cake eventually. Like, for me, 3 hours tops. It doesn't survive longer than that.
That's true. I like carrot cake.
I probably,
Knowing something's there sometimes is enough.
I think he just wants to like boost his ego a little bit.
Yep, you know what I mean? Think so too. Ego easing God out. My mother screamed that at me one time. She was whipping my feet.
But boosting his ego by me just saying yes, because we never actually hang out.
Yeah. Or he's just irresponsible. Some people are time wasters.
He might be a dope. Here's the thing, right? He's either a real dope or he's stringing you along, like Chip said. He's breadcrumbing you.
That's right.
Just so we could be like, let me text this bitch right now. You're like, let's hang out Saturday. And you're like, yeah, I'll hang out. He's like, I still got it. And then he puts his phone down. He forgets about you. And he's like, I'm going to go fucking level up. But I'm telling everyone right now, this man has already leveled up several levels. He's a mess. That's a compliment, Shannon. You're welcome. Listen, you don't have to thank
me. Didn't come off as a compliment. You said he leveled up several levels.
That's what, with you.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Here's what it was. Like, I was going to say it. I'm like, I'm disgusted that I'm even being nice to you right now. So I didn't want to do it. I don't like being nice. It's not becoming of me.
Sometimes it doesn't feel natural. Believe me, I understand. Yeah, yeah. But when you're nice, they get creamy. I had a girl one time, I just felt between the lips. I'm like, what's all this? And she goes, it's wet. I'm like, I didn't know they even did that. You know, I got a little too sweet with her. All of a sudden, she's creamy. Excuse my language, Shannon.
That's totally
too,
fine.
Too vulgar.
That's okay. All right. Well, I think we've come to the end. This hour went by really quickly.
Of course it did.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Chip.
Oh, you're very welcome. And the Beyond, look, I got some great podcast guests coming up. So just check out the Chip Chipperson podcast. I don't care about merch. What, the fucking, the Tiny Tim shirt? Oh, God damn it, Daddy, you're backwards. I'm not going to plug the merch.
Show it. Let's see it.
Oh, come on, baby. You're embarrassing. Yeah. Hold on a second. Oh, hold on there. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Isn't that fucking a thing of beauty? Tiny Tim, but with my face. I mean, sure, if that doesn't make you want to shop.
That's great. And where can they go to buy the merch?
ChipChipperson.com, or you can go to cameo.com/ChipChipperson for Valentine's Day.
Perfect. What a great Valentine's Day gift that would be.
Yeah. Who's this Courtney girl? I love her. She's a nurse, huh? Oh, no, no, Nurse Cody and Courtney, they're different. Fuck yeah, couple ladies. Wait, is Cody a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, sorry, I'm reading it now. Okay, Maddie, what would you like to plug before we wrap?
You can follow me on Instagram at Jester Skulls. I'm going to do the Twitch thing soon, for real. I'm going to get some stuff. I got to talk to some people who know how to work that kind of stuff, because clearly I'm not doing good with the technology anymore. So
be on the lookout. If only you had a producer, Maddie.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to bother you with my fucking video games like a loser. You know what I mean? I'll call you.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. And the listeners that are always asking about when we do the Zoom recordings, because as you know, we have some fans come and hang out while we do Zoom recordings. Yep. Make sure to follow me on Instagram. And then you can see when I post the email address for you guys to write in to become a part of the live Zoom recordings. If you're listening to the show, wherever you're listening to it, I'm all screwed up. You make me nervous, Chip.
Yeah, I understand. By the way, the people are like, great show. Hold on a second. Here's what I fucking say. Yeah, what do you think? Of course it's going to be a great show. Fucking whatevs.
if you're listening to the show, wherever you're listening to the show, I did it again. You can also watch the show live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live.
Yep. That's a cool fireplace.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So it's purple.
Nice. You're not in your fire like Chip.
Fuck yeah. True. Believe me, from the fucking top of my knees all the way through the groin up to the upper belly. Sat on that motorcycle for at least 12 minutes.
Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TTI for a 2-week free trial, plus access to all the other amazing shows on the network. If you have stories to share for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Did you hear it? My bell?
Yeah, a little bell.
Okay. I thought that was Chip. I was going to accept it. I like Chip's way better.
That's nice.
If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate and review. And of course, tell a friend. It's how the show keeps going and how the show grows. And podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. That's all. We'll be back next week. Any last words, Chip?
Thanks for having me. I'm glad we got over the audio hump in the beginning. Maddie, it was good seeing you. I gotta be honest. I don't care. I love the fucking blinds. if there's one thing I love, it's an evenly spaced blind.
I thought it was a nice touch.
It is nice. I like it. I'm a more of a Venetian guy, if you want to throw it. But I kind of like the way they always look hanging straight down. Shannon, thanks for having me, babe.
Of course. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Good. All right. Thanks a lot, Shannon. Thanks, Matt.